This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting imprint on the Southern Arizona creative ecosystem. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today we welcome Spring Winders, designer, metalsmith, and entrepreneur. Spring, thank you for joining me on Artist Stories.
Thank you for having me, Janae.
Of course. So let's jump right in. Please introduce yourself, and I would love for you to begin talking about your connection to the Southwest.
My name is Spring Winders, and I've been metalsmithing for about 10 years now here in Tucson. And as far as my connection to the Southwest, almost all of my designs are inspired by the plants and animals that we find here in the Sonoran Desert.
Amazing. Let's jump into your backstory. I know you grew up in Sholo, Arizona, and within a creative environment, as far as like your mom being a ceramicist. And can you just talk about what that was like growing up and finding your way into this creative trajectory that you're on right now?
Yeah. I grew up in Sholo, Arizona, actually outside of town. So it was a really country rural setting. So I had a lot of experience being in nature from the start. My mom was a working artist, ceramicist. So at a young age, I had a real life example of what it looks like to do that for work, to make art as a job, which a lot of people don't have. And I'm very grateful for that because it kind of showed me that it's possible to make art as a job. I remember loving art from the beginning. I would draw with my mom. I would play in her clay studio. I would do some beaded work because she did all kinds of art too, but mostly ceramics.
Amazing. So some of your earliest memories as far as jewelry making were with your mother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those little seed beads.
I know this place holds such significance to your practice. Can you talk a little bit about that? And you're also connected to some organizations in the region.
Yeah, I am so endlessly inspired by the animals and plants in this desert. It's so vibrant and unusual. I'll never run out of inspiration just from what I see around me with these wild life forms. I have partnered up with 4 organizations so far, which work with conservation, education, research, and habitat work in this region. And 15% of sales from my website for certain collections goes directly to these conservation organizations. And those include the Northern Jaguar Project. So any jaguar designs from the website, 15% goes straight to them. The Tucson Audubon Society, any owls from the website go directly to them. The Colectivo Sonora Silvestre, they're from Hermosillo, Sonora, Mexico. All of the bat designs, or 15% of bat sales, goes directly to them. And then the last one is the Tucson Herpetological Society, and they get 15% of the tortoises and horned lizard design sales. And I just thought it felt important to give directly back to, I mean, I'm using these images in my art, and I want there to be like a really tangible, like, yes, we love how these animals look and people are excited about these animals, but let's give it back, you know, like have it go full circle so that we're actually showing our appreciation in a tangible way to those animals, and habitat.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.